Northwest News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. We check your traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Natalie Melendez joins us from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Well, it looks like the roads are looking pretty good out on I-5 and 405. However, on 405 North in Canyon Park, there's an accident on the right shoulder as you approach exit 26, and it looks like there is some pretty slow traffic all the way to exit 24. In Preston on I-80 East, an accident that's blocking the right lane just east of exit 22 is affecting traffic just a little bit there. And heading east on Highway 522, seeing some sluggish traffic, mainly between 405 and 2 with a 20-minute commute. This report is sponsored by Discover. When it comes to your credit card, Discover believes in having real people available 24/7 to help answer your questions. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Our next Northwest traffic at 7:14.
Shannon O'Donnell checks our 1530mortgage.com weather forecast.
Well, hi there, everybody, and a happy Monday night to you. We'll see increasing clouds here, winning the battle, taking over from the sunshine that we've had as we head into Tuesday. Look for a mainly overcast day that looks more threatening than it actually is. We will see a few scattered showers, but they shouldn't be terribly heavy or menacing. Temps will cool down, however, into the lower 60s. Wednesday, a little bit of spring revival. We pop up into the upper 60s before cool and showery weather arrives Thursday and toward Memorial Day weekend. In the Come Before Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Partly cloudy skies, currently 61 in Seattle.
Stay connected, stay informed with the Northwest's only all-news station, Northwest News Radio.
Good evening, it is 7:06. I'm Kelly Blyer, and here's what's happening. A presumptive positive case of monkeypox has been detected in King County. Health officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says the case involves a man who recently traveled to a part of the world that has been experiencing an outbreak.
The individual himself is isolating and does not pose a risk to others.
And Dr. Duchin cautions that monkeypox is not an airborne virus, so it's not expected to cause the kind of pandemic we have been experiencing with COVID-19. Amazon is planning to lease out some of its warehouses as online shopping has slowed. Details from Jeff Poggiola.
The pandemic fueled a surge in online commerce, but now that restrictions are being lifted, that trend has slowed. So Amazon plans to sublease some of its no longer needed warehouse space. According to a company spokesperson, the move will help relieve the financial obligations associated with the building that no longer meets Amazon's needs. Last month, the company reported its first quarterly loss since 2015. Jeff Poggiola, Northwest News Radio.
The first labor union at a major gaming studio has been formed just before the company is bought by Microsoft. Quality assurance testers at Raven Software, a division of Activision Blizzard, have voted to unionize. Activision says the decision that affects nearly 350 workers shouldn't be made by a small division tester. Microsoft says it won't interfere with unionization efforts. Raven Software makes the popular Call of Duty video game franchise. Marysville's fire chief has been put on administrative leave. Kathy O'Shea has more.
The Marysville Fire District Board of Directors put 58-year-old Martin McFalls on paid leave effective May 16th. No reason was disclosed. The Daily Herald reports McFalls is a 34-year veteran of the department, starting as a part-time firefighter and climbing the ranks until he was named chief in 2015. Deputy Chief Daryl Newhoff has been named acting chief. Kathy O'Shea, Northwest News Radio.
Joshua Freed, former Bothell mayor and 2020 Republican candidate for governor, is facing multiple lawsuits that accuse him of defrauding investors. Freed is a longtime home builder and real estate developer, and several of the suits accuse him of misappropriating funds. One in particular says Freed diverted $2 million intended for a townhome development in Kingston. That case was settled out of court last month. Freed denies any wrongdoing and tells the Seattle Times the lawsuits are, quote, misunderstandings that have been dismissed. A plan to make it easier to reach a future light rail station will get a big boost from this year's federal budget. Ryan Harris has more.
The $2 million federal dollars will be combined with state and local money for trail improvement through Veterans Memorial Park in Mount Lake Terrace. Mayor Pro Tem Brian Wall says it's part of the vision for transit-oriented redevelopment in Mount Lake Terrace. He says started with rezoning the city center to allow for more apartments and mixed-use development for shopping and dining.
Thanks to our voters, we just got our new civic campus. Sound Transit is right around the corner, so just a few more years, we're going to have our new transit station, the gateway to Snohomish County, and this project connects it all together.
The improvements include a paved, lighted, handicapped, accessible trail through the park to connect those neighborhoods to the light rail station, which is set to open in 2024. Ryan Harris, Northwest News Radio.
It is Military Appreciation Month, but WalletHub reports Washington is among the worst state for military retirees. John Lobertini reports.
Vet-friendly retirement destinations were compared across 29 categories. WalletHub's Jill Gonzalez says Washington ranked 47th in VA health care.
Washington actually did a lot worse. Everything from how many facilities there are to the quality of VA hospitals.
According to the report, Washington ranks 46th in the percentage of homeless vets, 50th in job opportunities, 42nd in affordable housing.
Comparing that to the median income for a military retiree makes it that much harder to be able to afford a home, specifically in Washington right now.
In a statement, U.S. Senator Patty Murray, a longtime champion of military vets, tells Northwest News, housing saves lives, plain and simple. And when it comes to our veterans, we have a serious obligation to meet. John Lobertini, Northwest News Radio.
Time to visit the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. The Mariners are on the home baseball diamond tonight against Oakland. Right now, the score in the second inning is still 0-0. Seahawks kick off organized team activities without their top two running backs. Details from Bill Swartz.
Chris Carson still recovering from knee surgery. Rashad Penny with a tender hamstring did not participate on day one of organized team activities in Renton. Now with Russell Wilson in Denver, Bobby Wagner, the LA Rams, Pete Carroll is looking for new team leaders in these drills and meetings at the VMAC.
It's very controlled and we don't do any 11-on-11 at all other than walkthrough stuff. But we've orchestrated it so that we'll get a lot of learning done, and hopefully we can see where we are, as the players fit together.
The Seahawks bring in former 49ers speedster Marquise Goodwin. Seattle Sounders drop their soccer match 1-0 at Colorado Sunday. Rave Green now will have 5 straight home matches beginning this Sunday against an MLS expansion club, Charlotte. And the Golden State Warriors in command of the NBA Western Finals. They go for a 4-game sweep tomorrow night in Dallas. Novak Djokovic's first Grand Slam tennis match in 7.5 months was a breeze. The number one seed dominated at the French Open against a Yoshihito Nishioka. Sports with Swartz at 10:40 after the hour. Northwest News Radio. Do you-